This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened. Where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, it's that time of the week again, the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, where we do a little bit of broadcast political healing like no other time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan Emord is back. We're going to be joined momentarily by Cheryl Chumley as well. And Jonathan coming cross country, and the fight for liberty, you know, there's no slowing down here, but it looks like we're gaining some momentum in Washington, D.C.
You better believe it, Robert. Donald Trump is proving himself to be one of the most active and effective deregulators in Washington. He's putting together teams of people to achieve that deregulation end. He's not backing down from it one iota. EPA is now under a new director who's dedicated to that end. And the agencies themselves are starting to feel it. The FTC is now in the hands of Acting Commissioner Maureen Olhausen, who is dedicated to opening up free markets and stopping the stultifying effects of FTC interference with market operations. So the agenda is clear, and the leader is clear. He's taking a commanding position. He's not sitting back and letting the inertia allow all of the lobbyists in Washington to run the agencies and the government the way they ordinarily do. He's dictating the terms. He's setting the agenda, and he's driving the vision for each of the agencies. Just today, he expanded Justice Department and other agency activity to stop human trafficking. You know, he's proving himself to be everywhere. He's ubiquitous. He's sort of the leader of every aspect of the Trump mission, which is something we've never seen in a president before. He sleeps 4 hours. I mean, he gets 4 hours of sleep each night, and he is dead. You have to believe that, because he's performing so much activity and work. We're soon to see an Obamacare repeal bill that will have his stamp on it. We're soon to see a tax reform agenda coming through by 2018, we're going to see a lot of deregulation in between now and then. So,
Jonathan, I was going to ask you,
be rebuilt.
Since the time when you served in the Reagan administration, have you ever seen a president that's so consciously aware of the role of government and the agencies and their impact, a negative impact, if you will, interference in the freedom, for instance, of the economy as Trump? Has any president you've interacted with since that time seen it as directly and clearly, seemingly?
No, it's amazing, because of all of the hype about how Donald Trump, not having been a career politician, would somehow be inept when it came to comprehending how government operates and what needs to be done. He has surrounded himself with people who are dedicated to the mission, who are very versed in the weeds and the details of all of this. He's soliciting advice from a wide range of people who have been consummate critics of the government, and who have dealt with the agencies and understand them well. and he's fulfilling his mission. I've never seen any president as we haven't had a president in the modern era who has done as much in as short a period of time as Donald Trump. And of all the conservatives who have labeled themselves such or have been deemed conservative who've inhabited the Oval Office, Donald Trump is proving himself to be one of the most conservative and limited government advocates in our history. He is truly fulfilling his promises and draining the swamp and limiting regulation.
Well, Jonathan, on the issue, and I want to bring Cheryl Chumley into the discussion here, on the issue of First Amendment and censorship issues, there's also the issue of the media being basically an attack dog against anything and everything he might suggest, everything he might stand for. And, you know, it doesn't seem to be a true functioning media that operates by investigating anything and everything for any, you know, any side of the political equation. You've got Google now participating, which seemingly has a monopoly on, for instance, search engines, although there are sub-search engines. They're smaller. But Google, last night we talked with Mike Adams. They just basically shut down Natural News, not the actual site, but any mention of it on Google is gone. 149,000-plus pages of great writing, great information, gone. And here we have, Cheryl, you're writing an article about Google, and they're launching some kind of robot-like tool to flag hate speech, but what else will they censor, and who will get to determine what's hate speech?
Yeah, and that's the big problem with this software. It's called Perspective, and Google is distributing it widely to a lot of news organizations. You know how news organizations, they want to solicit comments on all their stories, but especially at the larger organizations, it turns into a monster manpower eater because there's so many people commenting, and a lot of the comments are vile, and they don't want them on their site. So Google came up with this software, and it's supposed to help these organizations sift through the comments a lot quicker so they don't spend so much time monitoring the comment section. But what it's opening the doors to is Google is also going to be distributing this software to like Facebook and Twitter and other social media sites. So critics have some concerns, and rightly so, that, you know, some of this deemed offensive or hate speech might extend to conservative thought. You know, we see a lot of that going on now. If you're a conservative and try and speak out in support of Trump, you're denounced not just by the media, but by protesters who think they can rightly attack you in the streets for it. So if this software, you know, fast forward a year, and conservatives may not have that open forum online that they do currently.
Well, and that's what we're seeing with the suppression through Google search engines. There's been suspicion about conservative sites being targeted or how would they say when they talk about algorithms that they develop? And so it's not so overt like the suppression of searches on Natural News that apparently came about yesterday. Jonathan, again, we know that organizations or companies probably have the right to say we want to allow this on our site or not. But when everybody's relying upon it the way it is, does it cross over into a realm where it becomes a violation of freedom of speech?
Well, it really depends upon the extent to which this is a private forum owned by private parties and operated as a private enterprise as opposed to one that is there only by license or by authorization of the government. And it becomes a little bit murky when the government's presence is significant. Otherwise, it's an exercise of editorial prerogative, but these entities necessarily have contractual terms that dictate what can and cannot be present on the site. And what they risk is a twofold problem. One is that they're violating their own contracts with those who are providing information over the web. And then secondarily, that they are actually running the risk that there would be a need to substantially deregulate through the Federal Communications Commission in ways that would allow for alternative internet service providers and alternative means to create an internet or a system for those in dissent. In other words, if you take a substantial segment of the population that has a voice and you deny them access because you deem their political viewpoint to be hate speech, which is antithetical to the constitutional determinations with government. Government has a very narrow realm that it can prohibit when it's, a speech is an issue. It has to cause incitement to riot or be so close in proximity to eliciting violent behavior that it merges with that behavior. In this case, we're talking about private enterprise, but government certainly, by virtue of the fact that it variously licenses means through which communication can take place, has the ability to decentralize and open up the marketplace. That's what we did during the Reagan administration. So something comparable could be done by allowing for essentially a large number of competitive Internet service providers and means to communicate.
Yeah, so I would like to see that at this means. Point.
Because and that Google would be a great threat to these institutions that censor privately like Google is doing now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, I don't want the heavy-handed government having to do this, but certainly to open up the floodgates of competition for a search engine that now has basically taken political sides. And, you know, one of the biggest areas of censorship we see is on the issue of, vaccines or medical use. You know, people who have different perspectives for religious or other reasons, even scientific disputes on global warming, where they try to suppress speech that's contrary to the consensus.
Another problem they have is that they have historically benefited from a provision in the Communications Act that has insulated them from suit for libel and defamation and so on. And that was premised on the idea that they were open to everyone, that they would transmit the information, that they wouldn't exercise a degree of editorial discretion that would make them culpable for content. Now they're exercising that editorial discretion, so the issue becomes should they be culpable then for the content that they do air to the extent that it's defamatory or... So Internet service providers may be stepping right into a huge morass where they are avoiding essentially the legal protection that Congress created for them on the assumption that they were open to everyone and that they didn't exercise editorial control such that individuals who broadcast defamation could be held liable for it, but the Internet service providers could not. Well, Congress may need to revisit this if they're going to exercise that editorial control. So that's another aspect of the problem that I think they're not looking at seriously, but should.
Mm. Cheryl, we're almost up on a break, and I want to get back to you on a particular issue with Trump. Apparently, he's closing down all public schools and public restrooms. That's what is that what the executive order said? I mean, people are freaking out there. What's happening? Cheryl, you'll clear it up for us, won't you?
They're making all public schools public restrooms.
Oh,
something like that.
Well, maybe they're acknowledging what they've become. All right, folks, we've got a lot more broadcast healing to go. Sacred Fire of Liberty, more from Cheryl Chumley and Jonathan Emord right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show when we come back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show. You know, the way the leftist gender identity confusion gang out there is reacting to the executive order of Trump, or rescinding the executive order by Obama on transgender bathrooms, you'd think that Trump said that everybody who doesn't know what their identity is has to bring a bucket to school, right? Because they can't use the restroom at all. Cheryl, it's gotten beyond absurd here.
Well, that's because the left keeps making it beyond absurd. All Donald Trump did was roll back what Obama had pushed into effect using his executive office. Basically, Trump took what Obama did and made it a state's issue to determine whether public schools should open their bathrooms to transgender students or not. And, you know, if you recall, Obama's the one that pushed this through with an executive memo through his Department of Justice and his Department of Education, saying to public schools around the nation, if you don't open bathroom doors to transgenders, only you put it a little bit looser than that, he made it sound like it was their choice, then they would lose federal funding for schools. And he also made it clear that the Department of Justice was going to be looking for cases to sue over acts of discrimination on that count. So Trump just took that and he said, hey, this is a state's rights decision, and the federal government, through my Department of Justice and Education, is no longer going to enforce this.
Well, I think consistency on that issue of federalism is so important, too, because there are a lot of things that we've seen it, and to be honest, on the political right, political left, where certain times they like the Tenth Amendment and certain times they don't. I'm hoping and praying that our new president, Trump, is consistent on this issue, because that would bring a lot of clarity to folks to understand. Listen, the federal government is not supposed to do everything. Very few things that were enumerated specifically for them.
That's exactly right. And actually, if most people would read the Constitution, they would see that the powers given to both the executive and the legislative branches are very small and short. I mean, the Constitution is a little document you can just stick in the back pocket. That's how short it is. But it's when Congress and the executive run away with their powers and think that they have the right to dictate to the rest of the nations, the heck with the 10th Amendment and even the 9th Amendment for individual rights. It, you know, that's where we get all these usurpations and overburdensome government regulations.
Yeah. Now, on to the participation in the United Nations, which I have some problems with that as well, and I think Trump has even voiced some of that. He put Nikki Haley up as ambassador, and you've got an article up at CherylChumley.com about Nikki's like a brand new sheriff in town at the United Nations.
Yeah, I was really happy to see this because I wasn't a big fan of Nikki Haley when she was nominated to this position by Trump, but she is now the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, and in one of her first speeches, she took to task the Security Council because at the first monthly meeting she attended, she thought that they were going to be discussing things like, North Korea or the Iran nuke treaty or, you know, something that has international, important. Syria, for instance, maybe Russia aggressions. But what they ended up discussing was why Israel needs to be wiped off the map, pretty much. She said she had never attended something that was so anti-Israel in her life. And she also, and this is the great part, she made clear that this new administration, Donald Trump, would not accept such messaging any longer. You know, under Barack Obama, this was just basically how it went. And America sat quietly by as Israel was denounced at the UN. But now Nikki Haley has made clear that all ends. It's time to put Israel back in the place of at least equal partner in the global government.
Jonathan, we are seeing a sea change, with the Trump administration in so many areas, and it's refreshing to have people that will speak their mind and that also look at America and her allies in a different light than it has been in the previous 8 years.
It's high time, and it's a great thing to have a president of the United States who believes that America's interests should come first. It's shocking to think that we had a president for 8 years who thought America's interests should come last. So from last to first, Robert, and that's where we should be. If we don't defend our own interests, we can only expect that we will be destroyed as a nation over time. And so Donald Trump is ensuring our survival and our protection and that our interests are advanced around the world because he believes strongly in this country. In other words, he loves the United States and he thinks that we are an exceptional nation. And that's what I believe, too.
Yeah, in the meantime, people outside of this country, if I was one of them, I would be laughing at the left complaining about not having clear understanding of who can go to the bathroom. I mean, that's embarrassing. It should be. Anyway, but we're getting that clarity back. Check out CherylChumley.com. She's got a lot of great articles this week and more coming. And, of course, Jonathan Emord can be found at Emord.com. We've got them both linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Back after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, live this week, we are with Jonathan E. Moyd and the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Join the second half hour, of course, with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. And always loving the elevation of the discussion here because you don't hear it on many shows. And even those that would discuss liberty, I think the details that Jonathan and Norm, as well as Cheryl, bring to it really excite me, and it's a great gift to us all that you're here. So, Norm, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Robert. It's great to be here, especially on this auspicious day for the, or however you pronounce it, for the history of the Liberty Movement.
Well, what's the auspiciousness that everyone should know about?
Well, it's the birthday of my favorite pro-liberty talk show host, radio talk show host.
Now you're not going where I think you're going. I was thinking you're going to a historical figure. You're talking about a guy who's right here with you then.
I am.
All right, that Norm, if that's your way of saying happy birthday, I accept. Thank you. You're very kind.
I say happy birthday, and, of course, Leo, more importantly, Leo says happy birthday.
Oh, thank you to Leo. He's such a great kid. I enjoyed meeting him so much at Jonathan's great Halloween celebration last year. It's amazing what goes on there. So it's great to be together. And, you know, Jonathan, the ideals of liberty, again, beaten in our hearts, but I think when we all get together, they beat even stronger.
It is remarkable. We have our own separate thoughts, and then when we share them about how to achieve the objective of reestablishing limited government and protecting individual rights and a government that's dedicated to that end of protecting individual rights, we always seem to have some innovative ideas, and I just wish that those ideas could be translated into actions by the government. But I must say that Donald Trump certainly is taking extraordinary steps to to reduce the size and scope of government. He's made commitments repeatedly to that end, and if those commitments result in actions that get their way through the messy bureaucracy and the cumbersome bureaucracy, then we're likely to see a new day of limited government. In my view, the fight must continue until we replace the administrative state and restore all power back to Congress, not have those that are not given the authority under the Constitution, namely those elected to Congress, not have those who are not elected to Congress creating law and executing the law and punishing parties for violation of the law, which is autocratic and is really antithetical to the Constitution, never should have been something we had created in the first place. But it's been since the 1930s. So we have a long way to go to get back to a limited government. But not until we do will we ultimately achieve a degree of liberty that was consummate with what the framers intended. Mm-hmm. And, you know, also, there is a dire need to end the resort to prior restraint by the administrative state. Broad prophylactic rules are the order of the day in the administrative state, and those are the things that create these enormous encumbrances for honest business people on the supposition that if they take a particular step, that even one that is innocuous or not harmful in and of itself, that they may be leading in a direction that ultimately would be criminal. But most times, it's just a barrier for honest people to do things that are commonsensical. And those things need to be routed out. And I'm hoping that following through with Trump's commitment to remove two regulations for every one that is adopted anew, mm-hmm. that those types of things go by the wayside in favor of opening up the marketplace, allowing more competition, allowing people to make free choices so long as they don't violate the rights of others. And that's the natural order of things under a constitutional system that the founders envisioned and under a system of the rule of law, as opposed to the arbitrary will of the executive magistrate or the head of an executive agency.
Any possibility that, you know, along with the removing two for every one new one, can we remove one for every one that's not proposed? Just keep removing anyway.
Well, I think he also has in mind sunsetting, mm-hmm. which has been a popular previous idea that never really came to pass in any serious way. And that is, if a regulation has been on the books for so many years and has not been essentially readopted, it ought to be eliminated. But Norm and I worked on a thing for Congressman Ron Paul that he introduced and has subsequently come in through other iterations by other members, where we called for essentially an elimination of all regulation by virtue of the fact that if an agency adopted a regulation, it would not be implemented unless Congress passed it as legislation. And that would mean that no agency law could escape the constitutional system for adoption of law. You would instead have to have the people's elected representatives account for each regulation.
Right.
This is very unpopular because one of the greatest political perks that Congress sees through the agencies is the ability to do nasty things to people without accounting for it through the agencies and saying to their constituents, gee, I didn't do this. The agencies did this. Well, actually, Congress critters did do it because they gave the power to decide to the agencies.
Well, exactly, and it's something that it means there's no accountability. Norm, you don't want to talk about the ultimate accountability at Campaign for Liberty. There's one of those amendments that's really pesky because I think no matter who runs the federal government, as long as the Second Amendment is in force, they'll be limited in totally taking over the American people, and you've got a blog on that, Second Amendment, the ultimate civil right.
Right. Well, this is, as everybody knows or should know, February is Black History, and part of the history of the Black or African experience in this country is, of course, the struggle for legal and political equality against, starting with slavery and then Jim Crow in the post-Civil War era. And a large part of, hidden history of that for obvious reasons, is the role that Second Amendment played in protecting civil rights leaders, including Martin Luther King, and just African-Americans in general who wanted to set up schools, engage in the rights that we take for granted, that I think most white Americans, even back then, took for granted. And it was really the ability to keep and bear arms was crucial to not just enabling a lot of these African-American leaders and freedom fighters to do their work, but to even stay alive or to even at all engage in challenging Jim Crow and other vestiges of discrimination. And this is important because, and I think it's an important history to tell, because one of the things that liberals and the gun grabbers like to throw in the faces of Second Amendment advocates is when we talk about, well, this is necessary to protect against government tyranny, as they say, well, you know, this is America. We're a democracy. Is that going to happen? And we could say, well, yes, it is. And as a good liberal, as a good or progressive, you should understand that it will happen because it happened to blacks, the struggle for civil rights. What is that but a struggle against, or a struggle for full equality against the tyrannical government? And again, this is a history that is hidden, I think, because the progressives who control our schools do not want to talk about how the Second Amendment served to advance indisputably a cause that they support, and supported what I think most Americans today recognize as a shameful the treatment of blacks in this country as a shameful part of American history, and the liberation through the civil rights movement, the end of Jim Crow, no matter what you think of some of the issue of some of the other provisions associated with the Civil Rights Act and some of the things like affirmative action and busing that later became associated with civil rights, that the ending of legally enforced segregation and discrimination, that's a good thing.
Yeah, Norm, any oppressed minority that is well-armed is less likely to be trampled upon than that which has been disarmed. And people really need to think about that in terms of minorities, and also recognizing that in our Republican form of government, the ultimate minority is the ultimate individual, right? And it was always supposed to protect the individual, and that group identity didn't grant you any extra rights. There's no rights that come from your identity because you belong to a group. These are privilege statuses, but the thing is, we have lost the definition differences between rights and privileges, and most people don't know the origin or the differences.
Right, right. And I think this is one of the problems we have. People don't understand what a right is. You see this in the Obamacare debate and in the debate about health care.
There you are.
Yeah, you see this in the Obamacare debate, where you have where you have an issue with
Hold on to that thought, Norm, please. We got to take a break here. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Edition. And I want to ask a controversial subject about the First Amendment. Will I be calling for censorship if I want direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription pharmaceutical drugs to be banned? All right, that's a good question. I'm asking it next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing
astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, wrapping it up with Norm Singleton and Jonathan Emore. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. I got more CBD freedom to discuss. Also, the flu vaccine, they claim it's 48% effective. We're going to show you how it's only 1% effective. Yes, but the CDC wants you to get it anyway. That's coming up. For right now, we were talking about the rights of the people to keep and bear arms, especially minorities, because they'll run roughshod over minorities when they're not. And it's an important protection. I want to get into the First Amendment in just a moment, but Norm, was there any other thoughts? I cut you off before we went to break there.
Just that it is important always to remember that that we have a free society. That a free society means that everyone has the same rights. You don't have a right to happiness. You have the right to pursue happiness. And I think that we would be a lot happier if government stopped interfering with our pursuit of happiness in the name of trying to give us happiness. Vis-a-vis
Beautiful.
Things like Obamacare, Second Amendment regulations, and even restrictions on free speech.
Yeah, or bathroom use. I don't know. It's been crazy today with that, but we'll get to that. Now, onto the First Amendment, and this is a question, Jonathan, we were talking off the air briefly. And, one of the thoughts I had, because of the dominance of the mainstream media owned by just a few corporations, very globalist, very leftist in their agenda. And I'm thinking, I don't want to suppress their speech, except that they seem to have an economic advantage that's not rooted in freedom, because the vast majority of their money comes from pharmaceutical advertising, particularly that which is called direct-to-consumer, which is, prescription drug ads that only New Zealand and the United States allow. Now, I'm not into suppression of speech, but I'm just trying to think strategically. How can you take that advantage away from them? Because that's how the media is dominating, because it's money, ultimately. Money is speech as well.
Well, you can't. That would violate the First Amendment rights of those who are communicating that information, which we may dislike, but they have an absolute right to communicate views that are contrary to what we prefer. But the problem here is fundamentally one of government regulation in the first instance. In other words, the government is skewing the marketplace of ideas by involving itself so heavily through the FDA. The FDA determines what drug advertising content will be and authorizes only particular companies to communicate therapeutic information. So you end up with no comparative or competing advertising for any drug. You only have one authorized drug with one authorized method message that can be communicated. Everybody else who has a competing substance cannot communicate about that, because that would make their product under FDA's regime an unapproved new drug and illegal to communicate, market, and communicate about. So what we end up with is this skewed marketplace where Norm's example, I'll let him tell you about during the break, dealing with urinary tract infections. Norm?
Yeah, it's been proven, as Jonathan and Robert, you both know, that cranberry juice, or eating cranberries, making cranberry juice, can help prevent urinary tract infections, yet the FDA doesn't allow that to be advertised. So people are stuck using pharmaceutical products for those, when they could just taking the simple act of having a glass of cranberry juice every day,
mm-hmm.
Maybe mixed in with a little vodka.
So you don't have the critical thing here is to note that you don't have that comparative advertising. You only have UTI drugs communicating a drug message, and they have adverse effects. If you had a comparative advertisement, it would say, hey, look, cranberry juice is good for the same thing, and it doesn't have these adverse effects. But that's not allowed. So it denies consumers information. They can't make an informed choice to choose something that's less toxic, and that is the real problem here. The real problem here is that the FDA is censoring information.
And I'm one of those, and their censorship is by, as Jonathan and Robert both know, and I'm sure a lot of listeners understand, is by they make the health claims for foods go through the same costly and expensive drug trial process. And this is really a way of getting, ensuring the centralization of power among the FDA,
right,
and the pharmaceutical governmental complex.
Well, and the ruling elite continue running roughshod over our freedom to, you know, like, you got real quick, you know, Verizon versus Sprint. They all counteract each other. Imagine if I came on with an advertisement that says, you don't want to die from that drug that you just heard in that previous advertisement. How about trying this homeopathic remedy? They would never let you do that. They don't let you do that. So suppression of speech is already enforced by the bureaucratic oligarchy that Jonathan E. Moore and Norm Singleton have sworn their oath to combat, because the power to heal should be yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.